Virginia Democrats kill proposed pain-capable 15-week abortion ban. By Katherine Hamilton on January 26, 2023. A bill led by Virginia Republicans that would have banned abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy failed on Wednesday evening after a state Senate subcommittee blocked the legislation. The Education and Health Committee blocked the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protect Act with a 9-5 vote and also defeated a proposed near-total ban later in pregnancy. Under the bill, doctors who performed or assisted with an abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy would have to face a felony charge. The legislation included exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Many states have passed 15-week abortion bans, both before and after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June of 2022. A 15-week cap is used because studies have found that it is possible for unborn babies to feel pain at that point of development. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkins, R. spokeswoman Macaulay Porter, told Life News state Democrats solidified their extreme position. Abortion in Virginia is currently legal through the first and second trimesters of pregnancy, which is about 26 weeks. Jamie Lockhart, executive director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Virginia, celebrated the failure of the life-saving legislation, The Huffington Post reported. Despite Governor Youngkin and his allies' relentless efforts to undermine our health and rights, today we reaffirmed that there is no place for abortion bans in Virginia, Lockhart said. Despite Virginia Democrats' push for abortion on demand, polling conducted by WPA Intelligence for Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and the Virginia Family Foundation shows voters support protecting the unborn at 15 weeks. According to the survey, 61% of likely Virginia voters support a pain-capable bill banning abortions after 15 weeks, with exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. 65% also oppose abortion up until birth, while 60% of self-identified pro-choice voters agree with a 15-week limit. SBA Pro-Life America's Southern Regional Director Caitlin Connors said, "By 15 weeks, unborn children have fully formed organs, fingers and toes, and can feel excruciating pain. With the humanity of the unborn child undeniable, over 60% of Virginians, whether they're pro-life or pro-choice, support limits on abortion at least by 15 weeks. We stand with Governor Youngkin in calling on the Assembly to listen to the clear will of the people and pass this compassionate bill that would save as many as 500 lives a year." Nationally, a Maris poll released a survey in partnership with the Knights of Columbus found that 69% of American adults believe there should be at least some restrictions or an all-out ban on abortion, while 61% identify as pro-choice and 39% as pro-life. Only 21% of Americans believe abortion should be available at any point in pregnancy, including 32% of Democrats, 4% of Republicans, and 20% of Independents. 10% of Americans say abortion should be available within the first 6 months of pregnancy. In contrast, 25% of those polled believe abortion should be restricted to within the first 3 months of pregnancy. 26% say it should be restricted except in cases of rape, incest, and to save the life of the mother. 10% say it should be banned except for the life of the mother, and 8% say it should be outlawed entirely. Combined, these percentages make up 69% who believe there should be restrictions on abortions beginning at least at 3 months of pregnancy.